This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Tuesday the 30th of August.
Justin, Aussie business travel is bouncing back.
I never thought we'd hear it.
Now, despite COVID waves and airline staff shortages, corporate travel has rebounded to just a little under 90% of pre-pandemic levels.
Wow.
That's according to a report by the Global Business Travel Association.
Brett, earlier this year, Western companies like Coca-Cola, they bolted from Russia. And now one of Coke's bottlers has started making Dobry Cola to sell in Russia. Tastes like Coke, looks like Coke, but is not Coke.
Three authentic stories today, Justin.
Let's do it.
For our first. Adore Beauty, the skincare and makeup e-commerce brand, has seen its profit jump this year, but it reckons it'll face sliding profits over the horizon.
Not what we want to hear from a homegrown business like Adore, Brett. So what is the story?
Adore was founded in Melbourne in 1999.
They're known for their big name brands on their website, their fast delivery times, and of course, the sneaky Tim Tam they leave in every single box. And Adore's just announced their financial results for the last 12 months. Record revenue of just under 200 million buckaroonies.
Very good. Net profit is up to $2.4 million.
But Adore says it expects its profit margins to continue sinking this year and not to start growing again until 2024.
On top of that, Justin, Adore reckons that doubling the investment in its own brands will bump up their margins quite handsomely.
So what is the key learning here?
While selling the branded products of others may attract customers, owned brands is where lots of money is made.
You see, Brett, when you stock another company's brand, you're paying a premium for its widely recognized brand.
But here's the thing. The margins or the markups on branded products are often super slim.
So companies like Adore are turning to their own brands to beef up their margins.
You see, by owning the brand, you've got more control over things like production.
You've got more control over things like pricing.
And therefore, you've got more control over profitability.
And Brett, Adore certainly aren't the first retailer to run this strategy.
Think Kmart's Anko range or Ovella from Kogan. .com.
And now Adore Beauty has Viviology, which is offering skincare basics.
So with the Aussie beauty and personal care market worth around 11 billion buckaroonies and growing, may I add, only time will tell how big Adore could become in the future.
For our second story, Netflix, Disney, and many other movie studios are taking Aussie internet providers to court over video piracy.
I say bring back the would you steal a car ads, Justin. They were very effective. What's happening here?
Okay, so in December last year, we had a huge showdown. On the one side, we had Disney, Netflix, Paramount, and more.
They got together and they launched legal action in Australia's federal court.
And what did they want?
They wanted to force internet providers like Telstra, mm-hmm. Optus, TPG to ban 63 piracy-related websites, and they were successful.
And now, this group has just launched another federal court case for another 52 websites that are also piracy-related.
And there might be even more to come, Juzzy
wow.
Boy, because piracy is back on the rise in Australia.
So what is the key learning here?
When streaming services like Netflix became mainstream, everyone thought piracy would just mm-hmm. die. But actually, piracy is more like a zombie that just keeps coming back for more.
Brett, did you know that Aussies have long been known as some of the world's most enthusiastic pirates?
Gotta be honest, I actually did not.
Okay. But between 2015 and 2018, the number of Australians that were pirating movies actually dropped from 49% to just 21%, according to federal government data.
But now, Justin, piracy is back in vogue. Would appear.
Yeah. Pirated video content is getting north of 230 billion views a year globally.
Streaming a new show has become a lot more complicated.
You need to get a dozen different subscriptions to get everything you want.
So Justin, experts reckon that this is the main reason why piracy is jumping again. For our third and final story, Peloton, the connected fitness equipment company, has rolled its way to a $2.8 billion loss for the last 12 months.
The tires have officially burst on Peloton, Brett. What is happening here?
So we know Peloton is the company that started in 2012 mm-hmm. with the $250,000 Kickstarter campaign.
And since then, Peloton's gone on to become the at-home bike of celebs like Lizzo, Roger Federer, and even Mr. Worldwide Pitbull.
That's impressive. Now, during COVID, Peloton was absolutely boomtown. Its market valuation jumped to just under $50 billion.
But Brett, what goes up must come down.
Yep, today its valuation is around $3.5 billion after some real heavy losses.
Yeah, Peloton announced that its revenue was down 28% for the last financial year.
And chuck a $2.8 billion loss on top of that one. And now, to get back on top, the Ton has announced a new partnership with Amazon to distribute its bikes into the hands of more customers.
Ton and Zon teaming up? Not the premium partnership you would have imagined a couple of years ago, though.
So what is the key learning here?
When the premium market isn't big enough and companies need to attract the masses, sometimes you need to dilute your brand.
Justin, over the last 10 years, Peloton has pretty much obsessed over its brand image and its customer experience.
It's fair to say Peloton is premium.
Yeah.
But this partnership with Amazon means that Peloton kind of starts to relinquish some of that control and lose a bit of that prestige.
But Justin, the allure of selling more units seems to be too big for Peloton.
Get this. There are supposedly 500,000 searches a month on Amazon for Peloton's products.
And while this may take the shine off Peloton's, you know, exclusive vibe, it looks like Peloton is willing to sell anywhere that it feels it can profitably grow.
And then it just becomes another mass market at-home buy.
Flux family, on the Flux app this month, we did a deep dive on all things super.
What is it? Why does it matter? How do I consolidate?
And next month, it's all about insurance.
Income protection insurance, travel insurance, health insurance, we've got the lot.
So download the Flux app to check it all out.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.